Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear evening across Israel, with mild temperatures making it a pleasant night to be outside. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear while Jerusalem experiences a gentle breeze. Haifa remains calm and comfortable as well. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Donald Trump has warned that Iran will face major military punishment for Houthi attacks on Saudi ships. This comes as several Israeli mayors have reopened public bomb shelters amid fears of an Iranian attack. Also, Walla reports that Jordan faces a dilemma over missile attacks from Iran and its economic dependence on the U.S. As a central base for U.S. military operations, Jordan is paying a heavy price. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, member of Knesset Moshe Sada has stated that Israel is heading towards an attack on Iran, possibly as soon as this weekend, raising tensions to an all-time high. Separately, Forward has highlighted a controversial anti-Arab campaign ad by Netanyahu, which critics say reaches new moral and political lows. This continues a trend of heated Israeli election campaigns. And finally, Netanyahu's campaign tactics have been criticized particularly for their use of fear-mongering and exaggeration, according to earlier reporting by Forward. Now, here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared just minutes ago that Trump told News 12 he is close to deciding on a massive attack, bigger than anything before. Raylan Givens, a political observer, posted that Trump expressed similar sentiments in a conversation with Barak Ravid, indicating a decision is imminent. Belaz News reported that Trump's consideration of a significant military action was conveyed in a recent conversation with Barak Ravid, emphasizing the scale as unprecedented. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Donald Trump's comments reported by the Times of Israel. Trump has indicated possible military action against Iran following Houthi attacks on Saudi vessels. This development comes amid increased regional tensions and has prompted Israeli cities to prepare for potential retaliatory measures. The situation adds pressure on regional stability and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, Walla has highlighted Jordan's predicament. The country's role as a U.S. military hub in the Middle East is becoming costly due to Iranian missile threats. This scenario poses challenges for Jordan's economy and its diplomatic stance between the U.S. and regional neighbors. The geopolitical implications could affect U.S.-Jordan relations and the broader Middle East dynamics. Turning to political tensions within Israel, M.K. Moshe Sada's comments, covered by Israel Hayom Hebrew, suggest an impending military operation against Iran. Speculation about the timing raises concerns about regional security and Israel's military strategy. The public and political debate intensifies as potential conflict looms. Lastly, Netanyahu's controversial campaign ad from earlier today, reported by Forward, has sparked outrage for its anti-Arab rhetoric. Critics argue it reflects a deeper trend of divisive politics in Israeli elections, impacting social cohesion and the political climate. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports a new partnership between the Welfare Ministry and Sheba Medical Center to establish an innovation arm. This initiative aims to integrate AI technologies into welfare services with a significant investment of 25 million shekels. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals turmoil at Mobile following the resignation of CEO Amnon Shashua. Shashua plans to possibly become chairman, leading to a 9% drop in the company's shares. And finally, Ynet Business adds that Mobilize founder Amnon Shashua steps down after 27 years, aiming for new leadership to expand the company's autonomous driving ambitions. This decision led to a 10% fall in Mobilize stock, impacting investor confidence. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.